Hello there, my name is Alex Cumming and you are listening to a brand new show here on WMFO 91.5 FM and you are listening to the Folk and Acoustic Show. Now you might tell from my accents that I might not be from around this area. Well, you might be quite correct and your detective ears are working. I am from England, but I am here now to give you lots of the best folk, acoustic, roots, traditional singer-songwriter music. But I thought the best way to start my new show here on WMFO is to have an English band singing an American song. So here, to get us started on the very first show, here is the fabulous False Lights with New England sacred harp song, Babylon. Wow, absolutely cracking stuff there from the False Lights, all the way from England, singing a song from the New England sacred harp tradition of singing. It's a fabulous style of singing. You should definitely go and check it out. But that was a song called Babylon Is Fallen. So yeah, welcome to my brand new show here on WMFO. I'm going to try and give you a great mix of music from the Boston area, from New England, and from where I'm from back in the UK as well. As well as maybe having some exciting, extravagant adventures to Ireland, to Canada, and maybe somewhere other places across Europe and Latin America. The genre of folk music is so broad, it's just dramatically very exciting. And not only will you hear songs, but instrumental music, such as this next track from local Somerville artist called Julie Valmont. And she has recently released her first solo album. And this is a set of tunes that she wrote. And she is a fabulous contra dance musician and general folk dance musician, a great pianist and accordionist. And this is a track with two tunes she wrote from her album. And this is called High on the Hill and Full Moon Jig. Great stuff there from Julie Valmont from her album, brand new album, Dark Sky, Bright Stars. And that was two jigs she wrote called High on a Hill and Full Moon Jig. Now, one of my favourite singer-songwriters in the acoustic folky genre, from the UK at least, is Seth Lakeman. And now he's from the area of Dartmoor in the southwest of England, about an hour away from where I grew up in Somerset. So you're learning more about me as we go through. And this is one of my favourite songs. Now he, this chap, Seth Lakeman, he writes a lot of songs based on where he grew up in Dartmoor. The stories, the legends, the folklore, the folk craft, or just about the landscapes. And he has so many fantastic stories to tell through these traditions. And this is a great track of his called Blacksmith's Prayer, which was released in the early 2000s, I believe.
My fire extinct, my forge decayed. By the side of my bench, my old vase is laid. My anvil and hammer lie gathering dust. My powerful bellows have lost their thrust. Hearts now cased in steel. To a blacksmith's prayer I will kneel. Those burning sparks, they scorch the dirt. They lit the sky and fell to the earth. I smelt and forged, fused and bent. I dug the core, now my years are spent. Hearts now cased in steel. To a blacksmith's prayer I will kneel. Soap, sweat and steam, it came trickling down. My labor's love now rests in the ground. Sharp nails and chains, spikes, rings and blades, they all reside in a world handmade. Hearts now cased in steel. To a blacksmith's prayer I will kneel. Of my bed, these words are laid.
burned brittle hands like gathering dust. My pounding soul has lost its thrust. Heart's now cased in steel. To a blacksmith's prayer I will kneel.
It's all there in the Gospels. The Magdalene girl comes to pay her respects, but her mind is a whirl when she finds the tomb empty. The stone had been rolled, not a sign of a corpse. In the dark and the cold, when she reaches the door, sees an unholy sight. There's this solitary figure in a halo of light. He just carries on floating past Calvary Hill in an almighty hurry. Aye, but you might catch him still. Tell me, where are you gone, Lord, and why in such haste? Now don't hinder me, woman, I've no time to waste. For they're launching a boat on the morrow at noon, and I have to be there before daybreak. Oh, I canna be missing. The lads will expect me. Why else would the good Lord himself resurrect me? For nothing will stop me. I have to prevail through the teeth of this tempest, in the mouth of a gale. May the angels protect me if all else should fail, when the last ship sails. Or the roar of the chains and the cracking of timbers, the noise at the end of the world in your ears, as a mountain of steel makes its way to the sea, and the last ship sails. It's a strange kind of beauty. It's cold and austere, and whatever it was that you've done to be here, it's the sum of your hopes, your despairs and your fears, when the last ship sails. Well, the first to arrive saw these signs in the east, like that strange moving finger at Balthazar's feast, where they asked the advice of some wandering priest, and the sad ghosts of men whom they thought long deceased, and whatever God said they'd be counted at least, when the last ship sails. Oh, the roar of the chains and the cracking of timbers, the noise at the end of the world in your ears, as a mountain of steel makes its way to the sea, and the last ship sails. And whatever you promised, whatever you've done, and whatever the station in life you've become, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and whatever the weave of this life that you've spun, on the earth or in heaven or under the sun, when the last ship sails.
There we go. Now, I bet you didn't think you'd hear Sting on the Folk and Acoustic Show. That was the opening track to his musical and concept album that he created called The Last Ship, which was a musical about the demise of the shipbuilding industry in his native town of Newcastle upon Tyne. Now, that album and the first showings of those musicals featured some incredible musicians and singers, including the Wilsons, who are a set of brothers who sing in harmony, and it's just absolutely incredible sound, and I will definitely play you some of their music at some point in the coming weeks. But also features the brilliant fiddle and bagpipe playing of Catherine Tickell. who I'm going to play you a track from now. Now, Catherine Tickell is fascinating. She plays this fabulous type of bagpipe called the Northumbrian pipes. And you would have heard that in the last track, particularly at the end there, where it gives a lovely soft sound. And the Northumbrian pipes, if you don't know where Northumbria is in England, it's in the northeast of England and it kind of borders Scotland. And it's this magical landscape along Hadrian's Wall. And I think these pipes really echo that sound really well. Saying that, this is an awesomely exciting track from Catherine Tickell's brand new album called Hollowbone. And this is with her brand new band project called The Darkening. And this is I believe it's the opening track, called OUT Spells Out.
Spend, must be gone. Hollowbone, hackstone, 21. Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Maya and her friends want you to know that whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, it's fun to get up and play an hour each day. Take the Maya Miguel Challenge today at letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Is the absolutely brilliant music there of Lula Wilds, a great Boston-based trio, and yeah, their voices together, it's just absolutely magical. And if you're in the New England area in a couple of days, on Wednesday, July the 10th, you can head up to Hanover, New Hampshire, and you can see them do a concert on the green there. And then they head out on tour across the country, across to Michigan, to Canada, and various places. And they'll be back in Alston, Massachusetts, on the 23rd of August, where they have a special evening with lots of special guests yet to be announced. So, yeah, the absolutely brilliant Lula Wilds. Now, what I think I'd do is stick slightly on the Boston theme, but slightly is the word there. This is a track from a brilliant band from the UK called Dallahan. And this first track on their album, Matter of Time, has a Boston connection, as it is called Logan.
Thank you.
Dorman stuff there from Delahan with the hilariously tenuous connection to Boston. Logan! Do you get it? Logan Airport? Boston Logan? Oh, there we go. Never mind. I'm a father of two, so I'm allowed these dad jokes, you see. now we're going to bring it really down to that folk and acoustic part of the name of the show. If you are just tuned in, you are listening to the Folk and Acoustic Show with me, Alex Cumming, here on WMFO 91.5 FM. You can also hear us online, www.wmfo.org. And I'm going to play one of the most inspirational guitar players and singers of all time now. This is Nick Jones. If you're a player of an acoustic guitar, you have probably heard of Nick Jones. If you haven't, this is your opportunity to check him out. Now, Nick Jones was an incredible guitarist and singer and interpreter of traditional British folk song. And this probably has to be one of my favourite tracks of his of all time. This is from his hugely famous album, Penguin Eggs. It's called Canna D.I.O. So here you go, another connection to North America.
Seaport town called Canada, I.O. So she bargained with a young sailor boy, it's all for a piece of gold. Straightway then he led her all down into the hold, saying, I'll dress you up in sailor's clothes, your jacket shall be blue. You'll see that seaport town called Canada, I.O. Now when the other sailors heard the news, they fell into a rage, and with all the whole ship's company, they were willing to engage, saying, we'll tie her hands and feet, my boys, overboard we'll throw her, and she'll never see that seaport town called Canada, I.O. Now when the captain, he's heard the news, well, he too fell in a rage, and with all of his whole ship's company, he was willing to engage, saying, she'll stay all in sailor's clothes, her collar shall be blue, she'll see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. Now when they came down to Canada, scarcely above half a year, she's married this bold captain who called her his dear. She's dressed in silks and satins now, and she cuts a gallant shawl. She's the finest of the ladies down in Kennedy Isle. Come all you fair and tender girls, wheresoever you may be, I'd have you to follow your own true love when he goes out on the sea. For if the sailors prove false to you, well, the captain he might prove true. You see the honor that I have gained by the wearing of the blue.
Cracking stuff there from the brilliant Boston area band Twisted Pine with an absolutely brilliant fun cover of I Don't Feel Like Dancing, and that was from their latest album called Dreams. Now we're going to roll over back to England for a track by mega folk band Bellowhead, and you'll see why I used the word roll, because we're going to play Roll the Woodpile Down. I have no idea why I'm on such a dad joke moment today, but there we go. Hopefully you'll be out of it by next week. Here is Bellowhead, Roll the Woodpile Down. Excellent stuff there from Bellowhead with Roll the Woodpile Down, a band that sadly is no more together. But never mind. Also, we are going to be no more together for at least 1 week anyway, because it is near the end of my show. Thank you for joining me on my debut show here at WMFO Medford. And I'm going to leave you with a fabulous track from a band from Scotland called The Elephant Sessions. Be sure to stay tuned for the fabulous Wyatt Westlake with his fabulous show, Replay Value. And I'll see you again same time next week. This is the brilliant Elephant Sessions with the title of their new album. This is Elephant Sessions and What Makes You. See you next week, darlings.